Hey guys, we've added some timestamps into our episode description, so if you want to skip straight to the discussion, you're more than welcome to. However, if you want to keep listening and catch up with us, hear us talk a bit of shit, and also about our recommendations, then keep on listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, welcome to Unapologetically Asian, a place where we talk about navigating through adulthood as Asian Australians. You're joined as always by Tiana and
Twi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
How are we?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
I've been working from home for like a week and a half now, for fuck's sake.
That's right. This bitch finally out of quarantine.
But yes, in light of the whole coronavirus bullshit that's happening right now, our workplaces have forced us to work from home, and a lot of workplaces are doing that actually.
I think it's good because, you know, we're able to flatten that curve, but also I think we just wanted to create an episode that focuses on something a bit more lighthearted, just to bring a bit of joy and brighten everyone's day up a bit.
So Tiana, what are your recommendations for today?
Okay, so recommendation time. I have been listening to podcasts. Surprise, surprise. I can see that by the look onto his face. I'm in a podcast that I've been listening to is called She's on the Money. It's basically all about helping millennials find their financial freedom. I really wanted to be able to educate myself with becoming more financially savvy in terms of like investments and share market and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's just a really good way to absorb some information without being inundated with a lot of noise. Yeah, I really enjoy listening to that. How about you, Twi?
Cool. I actually might suss that out. I've been looking for something similar. Like, even though I did a whole degree on finance, let's just, like, ignore that because I've forgotten everything and I kind of, yeah, want to delve back into that sort of world. But yeah, so my recommendation for this week is an anime or a manga, and it's called Haikyuu. I'm sure a lot of anime fans out there know what it is or have heard of it at least once, but pretty much it's a sports-based anime around a Japanese high school called Karasuno. And pretty much their goal is to win the Tokyo Nationals tournament or something like that. It centers around two main protagonists, this little short dude who ends up being really good, and another player who is really fucking good, but he has like some sort of social issues, and pretty much they work together as a team to lift the school off their feet and push them through this tournament. So what I really like about this anime is the fact that it celebrates both the protagonists, and I guess you can call them antagonists as well. What you get is like a backstory in each, pretty much like all the characters, and it really helps you immerse in their world. And anime itself does a really good job at explaining all the little tidbits of how volleyball works, the different skills and different play methods that you can incorporate in it. And I feel like I'm a volleyball expert now, even though I don't know shit and I don't play it at all. Yeah, it's just wholesome as heck. Love it.
So what are we talking about today, Twi?
So today we are going to be creating subtle Asian dating profiles for each of us. We aren't planning on posting this on the Subtle Asian Dating Facebook page.
Okay, like just to, you know, put this message out into the universe, Twi and I, we're just doing this just for the lols, you know? It's just, I think, for you guys to get to know us a bit better. But yeah, it's a bit of a meme, bit of a joke, so don't take us too seriously.
To provide a bit of context, there's a group on Facebook that has stemmed off from the crazy Subtle Asian Traits page, and it's called Subtle Asian Dating. And what people do is that they auction off their friends on the page by posting just a little summary, a little taste of what the person or who the friend is like. So things they might include are like the pros and the cons, as well as a few pictures and whatnot about the person. So
honestly, I don't want any sneaky DMs from this young lads. Unless Harry Styles, I don't know.
What if Harry Styles clicks onto Subtle Asian Dating, sees your post, like, and they're like, shit,
this is the one. This is the one. What if?
What happens?
What if Shawn Mendes looks up Unapologetically Asian podcast and he goes, damn, that chick sounds like the one. That's my señorita.
Oh my
God. You never know, Dean could do that too, Twi. The world is your oyster, mate.
So are you saying that we should actually post this on Facebook or
no,
what?
They could find it through they could find it through our Instagram, which is at unapologetically.
AZN.
A
plug. Anyway, let's kick it off. So I've written a profile for Tiana and Tiana's written one for me. So we're just gonna read it out and see how we go from there.
So just imagine that if you guys have seen the movie White Chicks, where they auction off the ladies and the troll is ready with his paddle. All right.
His what? Oh, the little wooden paddle or whatever you call it. Yeah.
All right, guys, get ready.
All right, I'm going to read out Tiana's first. Fucking hell, man. It's so cringy.
It's so cringe. I can't.
Reading out is going to be terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny because whenever I read these profiles on Facebook, I'm always like, ew, gross, as if you'd write that. And here I am fucking writing one for Tiana. Like, oh, my God.
I can't look at you in the eye right now.
Okay, whatever. Just do it. Okay, I'm just going to do it. Okay. All right. Okay, cool. All right. People say that wholesome allergies don't exist. Well, you're in for a treat because I'm selling off my blonde babe who deserves a dude to give her shoulder rides at raves, but also listen to her talk about all the, oh my God, it's so inspiring podcasts.
Oh my God.
Stop. That's why when you're talking about podcasts in your recommendations before, that's why I rolled my eyes because I'm like, ah, oh, here you go, another one.
I just get inspired by the world tweet.
Okay, moving on. So ASL ? Winky face. So age, young, healthy, totally non-depressing age of 23. Sex, pretty sure she's got a vagina, but I don't know, I guess a lucky guy will find out.
Oh my God.
Location, Melbourne, Australia.
Tiana's like literally fanning herself right now.
I'm getting this is too juicy for you.
It's getting hot in here, guys.
Oh my God, ew, this is so cringy.
Oh my God, stop it.
Oh my God, okay. Oh, you want to read out the pros? Oh my God. Ew, don't vomit. Try not to vomit, okay?
There's just so many pros. I don't know how you're going
to... Fuck off, dude. All right, pros. The most career-oriented person I know. Always on the hunt for a better job and won't settle for anything less than what she deserves. A super hard worker. She's one of those people who made an Excel file for all the kajillion grads she applied for. I don't know how you did it, girl. I don't know how you did it. Second one. Kicking goals left, right, and center. Always looking for something new to do and striving to be Tiana 2.0, 3.0, infinity.0. So true. Food and cooking is her life. Loves to whip up a meal, can cook you a mad fucking steak, dude. I just get flashbacks sometimes to that one time I came over. I can't even remember why. It was like pretty random, but I was hungry and then you're making steak and you're like, oh, do you want some? And I was kind of like, okay. And you made some and I ate it and I was like, bro, this is like the best fucking thing ever. Like, I'm not sure if it was because I was hungry, but from memory, it was like really good.
Aww, I'm glad. Like, I feel like I'm the type of person that one of the rules that I have, and I think I got this from my mum and my grandma, is to never let your guests leave the house hungry. That's why whenever like friends come over or I have family over, guests, anything, I always put in a lot of effort to make sure that, you know, everyone just leaves feeling satisfied.
You're like the grandma, like the typical grandma stereotype.
All right, that's like, not sure for pro. I'll take it.
You know, so this girl even has a YouTube channel to prove it. At Forking Delicious. Suss it out. Next one. Speaks fluent Vietnamese, can definitely impress parents, and is super hiang. I've written hiang in Vietnamese. And that translates to gentle, I guess. Does it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like gentle. Kind. It's like, what's the opposite of hiang?
You.
Yeah, so you is like savage.
Well, pretty much, wholesome. It's a pro. Yeah, gentle, wholesome. Hiang is like a good Vietnamese translation for wholesome.
Okay.
In our current day understanding of that word. Anyway, and the last one, likes to crack jokes.
Hey. I am a funny one. I'm glad you put that in.
All right, girls, so those were the pros. Are you ready for the cons?
All right.
Got a hefty list here.
Hit me just with it.
Same number of cons as there are pros. So, cons. First one. She's relatively new to the rave scene and needs someone to teach her how to muzz so she can unlock level 5 algae stats.
Okay, listen here, girl. All right, Toya's painting this picture like I'm an LG. And look, I know it's an episode to say...
I'm fucking... My eyes are staring straight at the LG profile right now, okay?
I know that we did a whole episode about owning it if you're an LG and stuff, but I just honestly don't think I'm an LG. Like, yes, been to a few raves with Twi, but okay. Keyword there, with Twi.
No, you've been to more raves than I have. Maybe, you went to Marlo, bro.
Maybe like one more.
Yeah, well, that's enough.
I don't think I'm an LG. I'm just me.
My definition of an LG is a girl who has blonde hair and goes to raves.
So well, you know what? I'm not like hugely into raves. All right, let me put that out.
Be
there.
Totally down to go one, please. Look, maybe there's a spectrum of an LG. You're currently on level 5. You know,
level halfway 5, there. Bitch. Halfway I reckon there. I'm level one.
No, your blonde hair puts it up. Puts you up like 3 levels.
All right, so if I did not have blonde hair,
you wouldn't be that LG.
There you go, guys. You've heard it here, folks. Toy's entire argument is based on the fact that I have blonde hair, okay?
Literally, though. Literally.
Do you think there's sense in this? I feel like there is not.
I reckon there's sense, bro.
It's funny because I just feel like I'm an opposite to an LG. But you know what? It's good that we have these disagreements, okay? It's good. It's healthy. All right, what's the next con?
She's a busy bee, juggling work, her YouTube channel, podcast, and always cooking dinner at home for her fam.
Oh, also, mate, like, let's not forget our dedication to boxing.
I should have added that. Yeah, boxing. Right,
to
be fair, you go way more often than I do.
If you guys could see the biceps.
Look at that.
It's Twi, how impressive is that?
Than my chest right now, honey. And that's saying something.
Well, that's another goal, okay? I'm going to have massive biceps.
Moving on. The next con is she lives 45 minutes from the city. So she's ever out clubbing until the AMs and needs someone to pick her up. Got to be willing to drive her out to fucking whoop whoop.
Look, to be honest, I've been quite Miss Independent at the moment and I've been forking out that dollary dues.
Yeah,
the
look,
buckaroos for the Uber.
You wouldn't want to be Miss Independent if you're paying $80 to get home every single time you go out.
It actually costs me. I'm not even joking. I am like the only one that lives in the north side. So when I'm not hanging out with my high school friends, because all my high school friends live in the north side, and I'm hanging out with other friends, most of them don't live in the north side. So I'm always having to find a way home by myself. So I think that, like, the safest way is to take Uber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it usually takes like $80 to Uber home.
Anyway, the next one is that she KOs at parties.
Yeah, okay. Not gonna lie, I agree with that one. It's bad. And look, I've made a conscious effort to slow down.
You mean not Charlie drink Brown. At all? Bruh.
Yeah, dodge drinks left, right, and center.
Fucking queen of dodging, bro.
I don't know. People That's just love you. To bait me, and I just love to
no,
say yes.
Bait yourself. You fucking bait yourself. Don't give me that
okay,
shit.
Okay, I'm very easily baited. So if someone's like, oh, Tiana, take a shot, I'm like, okay. But I'm also, I think I've mastered the art of dodging, so.
Yeah. It's like everyone goes in for the shot and then you're just like, you kind of bring it up and then you put it back down.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all, girl. I see it all. I'm just nice enough to let it slide. The lucky last con is she likes to crack jokes. I know.
Oh my God.
I know. I put this in the pros, but all the jokes are dorky as fuck. So I don't know. Up to your own discretion.
Yes. Look, I'm a dorky person. I'm not going to lie. Talk a lot of shit. Pretty
so much fucking shit, dude.
I'm pretty sarcastic and I'm pretty dorky. But you know what? Like, it's just who I am.
Yeah, so if you don't mind listening to shit jokes and keeping track with all her podcast suggestions, get on it.
Quite the experience that we went on. I guess it's my turn now. Alright, I'm gonna list some pros. Firstly, Twi, she's an insanely crafty bitch. Alright?
Oh, yeah.
Let me break this down for you. I feel like creativity is flowing through Twi's DNA in whatever she does, alright? Like, whether that be through rearranging her room. I think anyone that's been to Twi's house knows that her room is straight out of a fucking magazine, okay? It should be an architectural digest because that shit
Bruh.
Is beautiful. All right, I want you to come over and make over my room one day, mate. She's also resourceful as fuck, all right? I remember distinctly there was this one time we went to uni and Twee was so excited to eat her lunch, she microwaved it, but she didn't open up the lid. I don't know if you remember this. Oh, God, yeah, she didn't open up the lid, so the steam had caused some science air pressure shit so that she couldn't open the lid. So
that was a fucking sad ass day. Like, I was so fucking hungry and I was looking forward to this meal the entire fucking day after this intense amount of, like, 10 minutes of studying. I was like ready to eat.
And so what does Twee do? She gets her Stanley knife. Yes, she carries a freaking Stanley knife in her bag. Just, it's casually
convenient, all
just
right?
Casually.
It's cute. I got it ages ago from like this little tiny random store. It's cute. It has like a little bear on it.
It's cute, but it's deadly, so beware. Okay. And she basically stabbed the container, made a hole, let some air escape, and then she could open up her lunch and enjoy her chicken and rice. So the moral of the story is that Twee is resourceful, okay?
Thanks, sir. You know what? I'll take that one as well.
All right, another one. Twee's a memer. She a funny gal.
Love me a good meme. They feel to my soul. Mm-hmm. The only thing that gets me through the day, memes.
She is the kind of girl that is always down for anything and everything. And I think that YOLO-ness spirit in her is rubbing off on me in a good way. She's just always down to try new things. She can dance, she can skate, kind of.
I cannot dance.
Like, whenever I have a new activity that I want to try out or going to a new place or whatever, I know I can always count on Twee. I just hit her up, like, aww, yo, would you be down for this? She's always down for it. So if you're looking for that girl who's down for a bit of adventure, she is your woman. Twee is also Miss Independent. That's why I love her.
Oh, God, another con. Singing.
Excuse me. Come on, guys. Come on. You love the singing. Yeah, she just has this boss ass vibe about her. You know, she's straight ass bitch, doesn't beat around the bush, you know. Like, I feel like Twee's one of those people that you can go up to and she'll like tell you the way it is, you know, which is good. You need that honesty in a person.
I offend a lot of people though.
You do?
Yeah, sometimes I rub off the wrong way, but it's just me trying to be honest. I'm sorry.
Another one, Twee's pretty cultured, you know, from anime to manga, you know, to K-pop.
You mean, know? I'm a fucking weird.
And Korea, boo. She got you covered. She does. She really does. And the reason why I say cultured is I think Twee appreciates the arts, and it doesn't matter what language, what country, like what it is. She'll appreciate it for its beauty, which is quite lovely. Also, she has nice hands.
What?
This is quite, this could be quite handy. Look, okay, by the way, I only said that for the pun. I didn't say that for the sexual connotation.
I didn't even think of that. You're fucked. You are fucked up.
But there you go.
That's interesting you say that, because like my hands are an insecurity of mine.
What?
I mean, not like a major one, but sometimes I'm like, ew, I don't like my hands.
I'm pretty sure I've like told you before that you have nice hands. You know, she has those nice long fingers.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, let's not talk about hands anymore. This is getting weird again. All right, let's talk about the cons.
What cons, girl? What cons?
All right, number one, this bitch is Ham Joy, okay?
Oh, fuck all right, off.
She is Mrs. Ham freaking Joy. All right, just to give you a bit of an example, Exhibit A. Some bitch Snapchatted us last night and was like, oh no, D1 is closing this Friday. Fuck, what to do with my life now?
Dude, I've been looking forward to clubbing for like the longest time. And then it's like, it's not like I go every week.
Oh, every second week maybe.
No, fuck off, I've been ages. It's been months, dude.
You went when you went to Bali.
Okay, that doesn't count. I was on holiday, okay? That doesn't count.
See what I mean, guys? See what I mean. All right.
Look, I've been cooped up for like a week. Okay, it's still not hidden. I need that social interaction. I don't need any social distancing. No, thank you. Jokes.
She's blind as a bat.
Says the one with a stronger degree than mine. Oh god.
Look,
but I am blind though.
There was this one time Twee told me that she's driving me around at night time. She didn't tell me until after I'd been dropped off at home and everything. It's like, I don't know if my glasses are the right prescription. I'm like, bitch, you've been driving me around. All right, this is scary ass shit.
Look, it's not that bad. I can still see things. It just, like, if we're driving towards a sign, I just won't be able to read out exactly what it says until I'm, like, directly underneath it. But that doesn't matter. I mean, I can kind of make out the lines on the road without my glasses on. You've got lights and stuff.
If you squint a little, it's fine.
Oh,
yeah. And what am I talking about?
How many times have I driven to your house? Like, too many to count. So I know I can drive with my eyes closed, that is, honey.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You're in safe hands, okay? Safe hands. Like my lovely, nice hands.
All right. This is one that Twi cannot argue with. Twi is always late to every fucking event, so be prepared to be a patient motherfucker with your fucking alarm clock, fellas. Look, okay, there are some times the Twi really surprises me, and I'm like, holy shit.
Why is this still a
surprise? She is here on time. This is great.
I made a conscious effort.
Look, I acknowledge. I acknowledge that Twi has made an effort. Like, good on her. I can see that effort, that change. I'm proud of you, mate. But it is still a con, okay? I don't know what it is, but she always late. And that's okay. The party don't start till she walk in, you know what I'm saying? Start
walking. Okay, look, in my defense, my reasoning, like what happens when I'm still at home getting ready or whatnot, you know, it's past the 7 o'clock, the party starts at 7 time, is if there's no reason for me to be there, like I'm not the host, if I'm not needed there, then I will be late.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, that's literally it.
Okay. Another con is that you might not see her for, like, a week or so quite randomly because she just loves to freaking jump on a plane and fuck off out of here. You know what I mean? So, guys, if you want a girl who's, like, in your area, I don't know what I'm trying to say, then you're in bad luck because Twi is a traveler. She is a free spirit. But you know what? That's a cool thing. That's a good thing as well. But yeah.
Not good for my finances. Not good for my wallet. Hey, look, within the next year, I don't think I have any travel plans, and not that I have a choice because the government's kind of locking everyone in. But if I had all the money in the world, I don't think you'd ever see me, Tiana. Just not at home.
And that wraps up our subtle Asian dating profile. Look, if you are looking for that cultured, well-traveled, girl with nice hands, put your hand up.
So that wraps it up. Hope you guys found this somewhat entertaining and, you know, helped you take your mind off the fuckery that is the world right now.
Mm-hmm. And guys, just also wanted to mention yet again that this is just purely for your entertainment and just so that you guys can get to know us a bit better. I know that, like, there are people that see these, like, subtle Asian dating profiles and stuff on their feed, and then some people, they seem to have this pressure to get into a relationship or to date or to be a certain way or change themselves in a certain way to fit someone else's criteria. But you know what? Just be yourself. And if it happens, it happens. Don't worry about getting into a relationship. Like, just be happy by yourself, because the longest relationship that you have is by yourself.
Look at Tiana promoting all this self-love.
That's what I'm about. Anyways, if you'd like to support our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. That really does help get our little baby podcast up and out there. Also, to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify. And where else can they find us, Twi?
On Instagram at unapologeticallyAZN.
Yes, sir. So yeah, we really hope that you have a lovely day
and enjoy the rest of your week.
Yes.
Till next time, lads.
Bye.